It's that time of the show. We've got Murray Jones in studio, host of 4CA's Breakfast Program. Murray, we often banter about federal politics, and of course, we're in the midst of this federal election campaign, so it is the topic of the week, of the 6 weeks, unfortunately. I wanted to have a quick chat to you about polling.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
It is very, very interesting because we know how wrong the national polls got it in 2019.
Yeah.
You and I were reading earlier this morning about the five national polls, all, of course, predicted a Bill Shorten Labor win right up until the morning of polling day. And, of course, they all got it wrong. You've been, I guess, having a bit of a look about how has the nature and the mechanics of polling changed since that fairly bad blunder back in 2019?
Look, I think they've looked at it harder, and I think some of the algorithms that they possibly used were actually weighted a little bit too strong towards Labor. So I think that was the explanation of what's happened in 2019. So I think the weighting seems to be some of the key things that they're working on. But of course, there's so many other aspects of it. But I guess if we look what's happened in Western Australia, recently, just in South Australia and here in Queensland when we had the state election, they generally have nailed it. So they've got the ability to get it right, but it seems like a few things have changed since 2019, and it seems like technology might be one of the keys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, landlines were obviously a big way that, well, pretty maybe 100% of the way, of course, that polling was done.
I don't even have one anymore.
No, I don't know anyone who's got one. And it's funny, you know, putting together a show, as I'm sure you encounter as well, you often ask interview guests, you know, do you have a landline? Because the audio is often better.
Better quality over the phone.
I can't remember the last time I interviewed someone on a
landline. Or if they do, they can't remember the number. So it's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's right. So they all, they've switched the way that they do things. A lot more polling is now done online. But also interesting, I guess, you know, how do you capture a true representative sample of the population? You know, you don't just want over 60s, or you don't just want under 25s. It's, you know, they have to be fairly targeted in the samples that they chase.
So I guess they must know, they must break down the demographics across all age groups within Australia for the, you know, the people who will be actually, eligible to vote and voting in the election. So I guess it's a thing of then nailing down and making sure they get representative samples from each of those age groups. But I should imagine for a lot of younger people who are probably more likely to be a little bit left-leaning, you know, I wonder how they're actually effectively getting those. So, you know, that's something that we'll find out in due course. But it does seem, I guess, at the end of the day, that things are certainly far better than what they were in 2019. But until the 21st of May, that's the real poll. I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. And, of course, pre-poll, when this show goes to air on Friday and also the replay on Sunday, of course, pre-poll opens on Monday.
Yep.
And we know, I was reading this week about the huge increase in pre-polling numbers. It's up over about 30%. They're expecting that votes will be cast during that 2 week pre-poll period. So it's all happening. Interestingly here, Murray, as well, just to touch on, well, given that some of the dynamics of some of that polling, the methodology in polling has changed to hopefully be more accurate. As you said, they, you know, much, much closely predicted some of those state elections. So you would think that, okay, well, they've got their house
should
in order
and
they should follow suit at this federal election. Of course, all of the polls and the online bookies are pointing towards a Labor win. So Labor, you know, must take some confidence in the fact that they've changed the methodology and they're all pointing to a Labor win.
I think they're still gun-shy, though. They are not going to take the pedal off the metal until at least probably midnight on the 21st of May. Well, maybe not quite that late. But, you know, I think after what's happened, certainly gun-shy after what happened in 2019. And I think, you know, but that's the key as well. And, you know, to his credit, Scott Morrison's an amazing marketing man. That's where he really cut his teeth. So still, 3 weeks to go. Anything could still happen, though, Gavin.
And one of the latest polls, just to finish off our little chat on polling here, is the weekly Roy Morgan poll. It was out earlier in the week, Tuesday, I think, and it has shown Labor's lead on a two-party preferred basis has increased. They're now, according to this latest Roy Morgan poll, one of dozens, it seems, these days, one of the dozen polls, but it is one of the big ones. They've now got Labor, two-party preferred, 55.5% to the Coalition's 44.5%. So Labor seems to be gathering some momentum after Albo's fairly horrible first week.
As long as you remember the cash rate, and as long as you remember what the unemployment rate is, I reckon there's a good chance. So I think that's been a very salutary lesson in the last few weeks.
Very good. And as you said, we'll all know in a matter of about 2 weeks, May 21 is the big polling day. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA's Breakfast, Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend.